registered bank in Luxembourg. Check out spurcase.lu.
Good morning, I'm Sasha Keogh with the latest news, sports and weather. Luxembourg says there's currently no alternative to UNRWA, the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees. Foreign Minister Xavier Bettel told the new UNRWA chief, Christian Saunders, that reforms following the Colonna report are now 80% complete. Luxembourg backs UNRWA with €30 million under a new partnership running to 2027 and has added a further €3 million given the situation in Gaza. The agency continues to face major funding challenges after the US and other countries cut support. Luxembourg's government has unveiled a seven-point plan to make housing cheaper. Finance Minister Gilles Roth and Housing Minister Claude Meisch say it offers tax relief for buyers and incentives for investors to boost the supply of rental homes. A new housing bond is planned for early next year, letting people lend money to the state for a fixed rate tax-free. The state hopes to raise €250 million to invest in affordable housing. Roadworks will close the A1 motorway between Gasperich and Hamm from this evening until Monday morning. Two-way traffic will run on a single carriageway during the closure, with speed limits cut to 70 kilometres an hour and 50 in the Hovel Tunnel. Diversions will be signposted. In international news, Ukrainian President Zelensky has replaced Defence Minister Fedorov, sparking protests in Kyiv. Fedorov revealed he had clashed with military chiefs and had called for his removal. Zelensky has named Major General Yevgeny Hamra as acting defense minister. In a primetime speech, US President Trump claimed China influenced the 2020 election and stole voter data. Speaking just over 3 months before the midterms, Trump alleged it was the biggest data theft in history and that intelligence agencies covered it up. Authorities found no evidence of foreign interference back in early 2021. Meanwhile, the White House has also confirmed that Trump will attend Sunday's World Cup final between Spain and Argentina in New York, his first appearance at the tournament in over 5 weeks of competition. And he'll present the trophy alongside FIFA president Gianni Infantino. Moving to sports and in cycling, Belgian sprint star Tim Merlier trebled up at the Tour de France yesterday as he won the 12th stage in a chaotic and crash-marred dash for the line. Today's stage, the longest of this year's race, runs 205 kilometres from Dole to Belfort, taking in the Ballon d'Alsace 25 kilometres from the finish. It's a big chance for Pogacar to extend his lead over the rest of the field. And Formula One returns this weekend with the Belgian Grand Prix in Spa. First practice is at 1:30 p.m. today, qualifying tomorrow at 4 p.m. and the race on Sunday at 3 p.m. live on RTL and RTL Play. For more on these stories and for the latest news, head to rtltoday.lu.
The weather is brought to you by
Raiffeisen, the bank that belongs to its members.
Showers and thunderstorms should bring welcome relief from the heat today, but the weather may remain unsettled throughout the day. Morning temperatures will range from about 19 degrees now to a maximum of 25 degrees in the afternoon.
RTL Today traffic info.
All right, and the traffic, let's see. We've got 15-minute delays on the A4 between Lancels and Pompier. There are 8-minute delays on the CR110 between Hagen and the N6. 25 minutes extra on the A31 Canfin towards the A3 at Doudelange. 8-minute delays on the N3 between Oprenken and Everange. And up to 45-minute delays on the A6 now between Hondelange and Capellen. Speed checks are in Luxembourg on the Rue Zita this morning. Then in the afternoon, there are checks in Bettenberg on the Rue Abweiler, in Heiderscheid on the N15. And in Oberampton on the route Dandathina, or Dandathana actually, and stay up to date with all the traffic at today.rtl.lu/mobility/traffic.
The Sam Steen Show on RTL Today Radio.
The heartbeat of Luxembourg.
RTL Today Radio.
Rick says, my guess for the featured year is somewhere between 1970 and 2026. Correct. You are right. It is somewhere in that window. Lisa was in there a little too early guessing the track before the news. No, it's these ones in this half hour. All released in the same year. I want you to tell me what year it is. 6215 to 5000. Here's track number one.
Children growing, women producing, men go working, some do stealing.
J-Lo and Jenny from the Block. Well, when did this come out?
L-O-X, yeah. J-Lo, yeah. Yo, yo, we off the block this year.
Went from a low to a lot this year.
Everybody mad at the rocks that I wear.
I know where I'm going and I know where I'm from. You hear locks in the air.
Yeah, we at the airport out. D-block from the block where everybody air forced out.
With a new white tee, you fresh. Nothing phony with us. Make the money, get the mansion, bring the homies with us.
J-Lo to this headline clips. I stay grounded as the amounts rolling. I'm real, I thought I told ya. I'm real, even on no bruh. That's just me. Nothing phony, don't hate on me. What you get is what you see.
Don't be fooled by the rocks that I got.
Jenny from the Block, track number one on this week's Friday Flashback. Lisa says, I was in high school, so it's in this window. Correct, it's in there somewhere. Dan has texted in, and you are very close, but you're wrong, I'm afraid. Ali is close, but wrong as well. James, you have got it wrong, but just wrong. 6215 to 5000. If you think you know what year that was released, or if you don't know, maybe this will help more. Say I wore this album out at the time. The Invisible Band. From Travis, here is Flowers in the Window on RTL Today Radio. It is 9 minutes past eight, but when was this released, please?
When I first heard you, I was cold. A melting snowman, I was told. But there was no one there to hold.